Five, four, three, two, one.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of On the Range Podcast. Today is Sunday, July 25th. How's it going today, Rick?
Man, it's going pretty good, Mark. Can't complain. Team USA is out there crushing it. So just want to thank the viewers listening out there for giving us your most precious commodity. And I got it. If you're staying tuned to the Olympics, I can't say I completely blame because super exciting time. Thanks, everybody, for giving us your time.
Yeah, buddy, I second that. Yeah, I've been watching a lot of the Olympics myself. I tell you, it never gets old hearing that grizzly steel getting smashed. That's a great addition to the intro. Love that.
Dude, that is spot on. And those guys, I don't know what genius magic they worked, but no. Those acoustics are phenomenal. So if you guys haven't checked out, grizzly targets with their hanging steel, I highly recommend it because that thing just rings like nobody's business. So
it makes you feel good. Yeah, makes you feel good all over.
That's it, man. And that's why we use it. So
if you're on the audio side of the house and you're not watching on YouTube or Facebook, you probably didn't get a chance to see that or hear that. So go check us out on YouTube at Warhawk Tactical and Kelly Defense, as well as On the Range Podcast on Facebook and YouTube. Check those out. And also, don't forget to hit the subscribe, the notification bells, likes, leave us a comment, interact with the pages. And if you're on the audio platforms, hit us a rating. Let's go ahead and get this algorithm monkey off our back. But today's episode is brought to you by Killcliff. Killcliff, fueling the American dream with ingredients that do not suck. And if you go to killcliff.com and use the promo code OTR15, you're going to save yourself some money and get some badass energy drinks. Also, when you're on killcliff.com, check out Killcliff Cult Club. Sign up. The more you talk about, the more you earn. Also, brought to you by Combat Flip Flops. Hey, I was in Flow Rida this week, and I sported my Combat Flip Flops the entire time. Go to combatflipflops.com. Use promo code OTR25. Save yourself 25%. Check out what those guys got going on. Both these companies support great causes. So go visit their websites and go ahead and check those guys out. Like I said, I just got back from Florida. I could get used to that part of the country. Those guys down there, you haven't made it. It was a couple of scorchers, but you got the beach, and you can tell I'm sporting a little bit of facial hair this this time. It's about ready to come off. Got to go back to the daily grind tomorrow, but had a good time down there.
Might need some beard oil.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. I could use
it. I know some product. That's it. I know some guys that can hook you up.
Yeah. I need to probably get a little color in there. Well, I'll be white as a ghost. I let this bad boy keep going.
Oh, man.
So talking about the Olympics, before we went live, you've been watching quite a bit, and you and I have talked about it. What's your favorite so far that you've watched?
Man, I got to say right out the get-go, right? So the men's swimming 400 IM out the gate, man, American gold. I mean, so that was just a good set things forward. It's like, man. So although I do believe, don't quote me, but I think we're third in our on our medal count. So I think we're a couple behind. So, and I'm going to jump on this one real quick just because Mr. Chuck Wagon 55.
We haven't seen him in a while.
Yep. Sent a note about Duco. Hey, buddy, I appreciate it. If you haven't checked out episode 55 or 85, that was pretty much an honor. Duco told some stories there. So, still dealing with the loss of Duco, but I'm going to segue into a couple things, Mark, and then we'll jump back to the Olympics since Mr. Chuck Wagon brought it up. So really, guys, I want to just thank everybody out there for their just incredible prayers and support. It means absolutely more than you guys know. The guys at Explosive Apparel Design, UK-based company, those guys were absolutely fantastic. So they've got the Blackbeard and Friends series in honor of Duco. So hoodies, t-shirts, hats, patches, flags. And oh, by the way, they're donating a very good portion of the proceeds. So they've already done a $1,000 donation.
Yeah, it's great.
So absolutely phenomenal. But with that being said, shortly after Duco passed, I did a kind of put a toast up there, put some Teutonic Distillery bourbon up there, where Paul, just a super guy. If you haven't seen the Panteo production inside story, you get to meet Paul a little bit. But he basically did custom labels for us. And one of those custom labels was the picture of Duco on my shoulder. And people reached out and were like, hey, man, how do I get one? How do we do that? Well, it's coming up, guys. So stay tuned. If you guys aren't on the newsletter, so make sure you go to warhog.com, sign up for the newsletter. Don't forget, go to kellydefense.com and sign up for that newsletter. But yeah, we're going to push it out. But there will be, to me, I like the maple bourbon. That is my favorite. So that is the label we're going with, and that's the bourbon we're going with. Trust me, you guys will not regret it. That stuff is absolutely fantastic. But really, same thing. I'm super grateful for Paul for doing that. People have asked. I believe it's either 32 or 36 states they can ship to. So it's not actually him. It's going to go to a distributor to get that out. But, you know, they will, we will have the in honor of Duco Teutonic Distillery maple bourbon out here shortly, guys. And again, a portion of the proceeds from that is going to go to a charity organization as well. So I just, Ms. Chuckwagon, appreciate it, buddy. Appreciate all your support. Appreciate you kind of opening all that up. That was kind of a segue in. And yeah, we're going to continue to tell stories of Duco. Maybe we might even play one at the end of the show, just a little teaser for people. But yeah, I just want to capitalize on that since he brought it up, but appreciate it. And
yeah, and I'm sure that's probably going to be a limited run, at least at first. So when that comes out, we'll be sure to, who knows, but we'll be sure to get that info out. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll get out there. How all that's going to work, I'm not. We're still talking to all the details. Is it going to be a limited run? Is it going to be an exclusive deal? Are we going to change up labels every so often? I don't know. We'll figure it out. But understand this, that, you know, everything you guys are doing, so whether it's with the Explosive Design Apparel or whether it's Teutonic or whoever, trust me, the charity event that you guys are going through or going to donate to means more, you know, more to me than what you know. It's just absolutely fantastic. So thank you guys for all that support.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. You know, it's good to see Mr. Chuckwagon back on there. He's been with us almost from the beginning, from the beginning. And what a great guy to have on here. Always has great comments and appreciate that sentiment. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that because I was one of the first guys is like, hey, man, you know, you're going to have to, you're going to hook me up with some of that, you know, but yeah, I can't wait for that to come out. So we'll keep everybody posted.
Yeah.
Now, also, we were talking about the Olympics. Mm-hmm. So we'll go ahead and hit that back. We'll come back to Duco.
So, you know, to me, right off the get go, you know, it's kind of a staple how the events go in order. And I guess they had to do a little bit of shifting because of some weather and stuff like that. But like I said, for me, the men's 400 IM right out the get go, US grabbing gold. It's like
one of my favorite events, by the way.
Yeah. And that's setting a precedent. And it's like, bam, here we go. So that's good. But again, just there's been, we're a couple of days in and there's already been so much. You know, I watched the dude cycling, going up some 10 click upgrade hill. I forget, you know.
Mount Fuji. Yeah. Unbelievable.
But then it was, I forget one of the guys, I think it was one of the French riders, you know, he had just wrapped up, you know, racing. They were talking about, I don't know if they just wrapped up Tour de France.
They did.
And it was like 3 days or something. And I'm sitting there going, good Lord, man, he just wrapped up Tour de France 3 days ago. And here he is out, you know, racing the Olympics. So
yeah,
just just some incredible athletes. You know, whether it's the beach volleyball, the men's, the ladies, you have the regular volleyball going on. I think gymnastics is rolling tonight. Mm-hmm. If I recollect correctly, I even watched some of the skateboarding. I mean, the rowing, I mean, I'm going to watch whatever, just because as an American, that's, there's no better team. I don't care what professional sports you watch. There's no better team than Team USA, because at the end of the day, it's all about national pride and bringing home that gold for the USA. So, yeah.
Yeah. And you can see that with all the athletes. You know, I was watching some of the beach volleyball. Mm-hmm. The ladies were on late last night. And the Swiss yeah. and the Germans were going after, man. And, you know, I gotta put that out there. I can't believe they have those amazing stadiums.
And the thing is, what impresses me, right? And I'll go back to the ladies beach volleyball. Both of those ladies, one is in her 39, you know, and one is in, I think, her early 30s. But again, 30-year-old lady athletes out there competing.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like, man, hats off to you.
Yeah.
And of course, Mr. Truckwagon, he threw it out there, and I think we're going to eventually get around to it. But,
yeah,
you know, the ladies soccer team, you know, this is just Rick's opinion, right? They've set some past precedents, and not all of them. I'll just say some of them. If it were me, and I personally don't care how skilled you are, you're playing for Team USA. At the end of the day, take your politics out of the equation. If you're going to disrespect our country, then I'd rather have some 16-year-old high school girl representing that's got, you know, pride in the country. So that's just my two cents in it. Not your place to, you know, to be waving your politics or, disrespecting the flag, just dropping on the ground. All the things we've kind of seen out of a select few. And again, it's not all the ladies. It's just some. But again, yeah. it's disheartening and it's distasteful to your fellow Americans to show that disrespect on a global stage. So,
yeah. And you know, there was a match prior to, it was like a tune-up match. And when the crowd in another country saw that, they were laughing. Mm-hmm. They were laughing. And, you know, we've had multiple conversations on our Zoom calls with our Patreon group, and mm-hmm. Several of them are from other countries, and one of them is very passionate about how good we got it and yeah. how he wishes he had it the same way. Mm-hmm. And that's what those guys are laughing about. They're like, you guys have no idea.
Yep.
And they don't, they really don't. I don't want to hear anything. I want to see you go out there, represent the United States and compete mm-hmm. and compete it the best that you can at that. That's not the time and place. Do it all you want. Do it all you want anywhere else. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to see it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to root against them. I'm not going to root against nope. them. I hope the best for them. I'm just not going to watch.
No.
I'll watch plenty of other athletes that are going to stand proudly and accept their gold medals.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how the ladies soccer is doing. I don't believe it's too well. I hope them the best. I want them to win gold, but
sure.
I'm not going to watch them on the podium kneeling or anything. I'm not going to watch it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Count me out.
And here's the thing. I think they're the rarities out of what I know. Everyone else.
Absolutely.
You know, super fired up. Here's the thing. Like, I'll just throw this example. Men's gymnastics, watching them the other day. You know, they're in their huddle. And again, you don't have the crowd there, which is a shame, but it also gives you a chance to listen in and hear what's going on. What those guys say right as they were kind of done doing their little hootie speech or whatever? Team USA.
Team USA, yep.
Team USA. It's that easy, guys. It's that pride. So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry they feel that way because they're missing out. Why don't you hop on the team for a big win, man? Hop on board. There's plenty of room.
That's it.
Yeah, they're missing.
You know, just put your politics aside, you know, and just, boom, go with it. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, real excited about the Olympics. You know, you bring up a good point. There's a lot of athletes that, you know, aren't 20. There's a lot of athletes out there that have been doing it for multiple Olympics, and they have to meet an Olympic standard. They can't just show up. There's a lot of people in the time trials in the track and field in Eugene, Oregon, that made it on the team but did not have the Olympic standard.
Yeah.
So it's difficult just to get past the trials, but then to make the Olympic standard, that's a whole nother ball of wax. You know, it's not easy. And they are at the top of their game, and they just look fantastic. They look fantastic. The whole team does.
Yeah, everyone across the board. And here's the beauty, right? So you've got a lot of first-time competitors out there.
Mm-hmm.
You've got some new events coming out. You know, the whole skateboarding thing. That's a brand new brand new entity going out there, and kind of watching those guys get out there and do their stuff. You know, it was no different. We saw snowboarding I think it was the past Olympics when that first came out.
It might have been a few, but yeah, that's relatively new. I like watching
relatively
that.
Sure. So yeah. It's you watch as the sports kind of change, adjusts, you know, and it's just not the classic track and field that we're used to. If you want to say your classic summer Olympics, you know, yeah, the gymnastics was in there, but I think, you know, beach volleyball, relatively a fairly new, say probably 20 plus years or whatever it's been. I mean, but
I love watching that.
Yeah, they inject new sports as they go. But it's the great thing is when you watch these, you learn tidbits of info, right? So we all kind of know how the U.S. gets our athletes because we watch them compete prior to, you know, we kind of see how that whole process go about. But then it was, I think it was when the ladies volleyball was playing the Chinese team and they played some, at least the way the commentator laid out, some hokey competition or something. And trust me, these ladies were good. Don't get me wrong. But there was not a lot of film or what little film they could find on these ladies. Super grainy, not that well. So it's almost like, are these other countries going out? I don't want to say backdooring because they're still good athletes, but just not showing everything. So now teams can sit there and go, oh, this is what they do. Here's the better player. Here's who I'm serving to. Yeah. So it was just interesting to see some things on that standpoint, but
yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm super exciting time. You know, and they laid out the next two. So I think the 2024 is in Paris and then 2028 coming back to the US to, LA. So,
wow.
Yeah. I don't know if they'd said it before, just didn't pay attention, but they kind of laid that out. So that's pretty impressive.
I can see OTR being live from the Olympics.
Same here.
We just gotta find someone to sponsor that.
That's it, man. Just need a little press badge and be out there and going, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But the rowing was cool. Still trying to figure out the different disciplines. They had the double sculls with a C. Mm-hmm. And then they have they call them fanning, where it's just the one side, you know, there's two oars for two people instead of four for two. That was awesome. Those guys and gals, man, I mean, they're rowing as hard as they can for a good 5, 6, 7 minutes. And man, they're going 2000 meters. They're getting after it. And I enjoyed a lot of that. They had four or five different heats in the different disciplines. And they even have weight classes in that, if I'm not mistaken. I saw one that was a lightweight females.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's actually on their body weight or if it's off their boats or
like how much it can hold or something.
Yeah, you know, I'm not super familiar. The only thing I really know with the rowing is I believe they kind of had to push some things back to back because weather's rolling in. Mm. So what they did was I think, and don't quote me on it, but I think they're going to try to push the rowing sooner, delay the surfing because with the weather coming in, but I guess it gives the surfers better waves. So, yeah. But it wouldn't have been good for the rowing because rough waters and all that other stuff. So,
yeah. Yeah. No, it's been great, man. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
And I, if you guys that are watching YouTube and Facebook, you probably notice a little bit different artwork. We were working on that today, trying to jazz up the production a little bit, but there was another reason for that. And Rick kind of dipped his toes in the water this week, but why don't you go ahead and talk about that, Rick, what we're going to be doing with the OTR Media company.
Yes. Yeah. So what we're doing is we're going to kind of branch off a little bit. And this is a way prior branch that I just never fully, I guess, took advantage of, if you want to say. So if you guys have checked out my YouTube channel, you know, you saw the Words of Wisdom with Duco. My plan was that was shot down in Georgia on his last round of chemo. And it was just going to be, hey, him sitting there, me just giving pearls of wisdom off of just things that come up or different questions that people ask or working that. I'm not going to lie. I've got a couple episodes pre-recorded with Duco, but then we're going to start the Warhog Words of Wisdom, which will just be an offshoot. It's still going to be under the On the Range podcast umbrella. But yeah, it's just going to be Rick chatting about whatever. And I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag. And we're still trying to figure out all the logistics to make that work. But we want to try to shoot it on a live stream, kind of go from there. So more to follow on that. But we're still working the details out. But you can go to warhog.com is the easiest place. Just then from there, just track the YouTube page. But you know, Warhawk Words of Wisdom, first one, actually the first couple have Duco in it. So, and he was good, but he was just hanging out in the couch. And that was kind of the whole premise of what I wanted to do. And we won't let all the cats out of the bag, but Mark and his fancy artwork did something pretty fantastic for that. So,
yeah. And you know, what's going to be cool about that is it's going to have, it's going to be its own show. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to have its own life of its own. And, and we're still kind of like you were saying, Rick, we're still trying to work out exactly how that's going to work. It's going to be different for the first few episodes because they were pre-recorded with Duco, which I think everybody's going to enjoy anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But that doesn't mean that we can't have some questions going to drive the format and what exactly it's going to look like when it's all said and done. But I think it's going to take shape fairly quickly and everybody's going to enjoy that. Again, it's just another way of getting out there and interacting with folks that consume this podcast. And you know, we got a couple other ideas coming out about some other shows. I think it's a good idea, different formats. You know, people like, we talk about a lot of different things here. Mm-hmm. But our main thing is talking about all the great stuff that guests are doing and some of the great products that they make and some of their great stories to where they ended up where they are and how that's motivational material for, you know, our listeners. But that's, you know, this show is pretty much, you know, you and I doing our thing, talking about whatever we want, having guests. But I think yours is going to be a little more focused on what the listeners want. And I think that's going to be really cool.
Yeah. So really the first one, we kind of shot from the hip, right? Because I was starting to get some questions on the whole osteosarcoma or bone cancer in dogs. And pretty much I said, hey, what a better way to kick this thing off than me and Duke, you know, find a round of chemo and just kind of doing a once over the world. Here's what, you know, and it's raw and unedited. It's just put the phone up, press the button. You see him wiggling around and being all silly, which is fine. But it was just, here's my experience with it. And the subsequent ones, you know, here's the thing, I'm not going to lie, right? So being fully transparent, we never got a chance to do them in the sequence or repetitiveness that I wanted to. The whole intent was I wanted to kind of continue on back at the house, have the couch set up, have Duke, you know, and just, you know, our words of wisdom. But again, life pops up, things get in the way. And, you know, looking back, not knowing what I know, yeah, that should have been my priority, but it wasn't. So again, when we're talking to you guys, it's just not, dude, are our lives perfect? Nope. My life's basically, you know, swirling around right now, still trying to cope and deal with losing Duco. But it's just passing those lessons learned, right? I did start journaling. That was one thing after he passed that I kicked myself and I was like, yep, we're getting this boat rolling, right? So if nothing else, I got to do it for him and myself, but it was just doing that, you know, grabbing more pictures, doing all that stuff. But again, it's just for the viewers, listeners out there, it's listen, man, cherish every day. If you want to execute something, do it. And I'm here to tell you, I didn't, you know, I let things get in my way. I let the business get in my way. I just let life get in my way. And unfortunately, I've only got 4 episodes with him. Trust me, they mean more than I know or more than you know. But it was, I'm not going to lie, their last little bit is kind of rushed because I kind of knew what was going on, but I knew at the same token, I wanted to get some stuff done. So, and just a big shout out to Rita. She was actually one of my students up in Connecticut. Super nice lady, brought the students a fantastic little swag basket with all kinds of Warhawk goody stuff. So, and she's done some pretty cool artwork and stuff for, if you guys saw the picture of Duco with the rifle that said,
oh, yeah,
oh, your dog fetches balls. That's cute.
That's cute. Yeah.
That was Rita's doing. So yeah. Thank you, Rita. Thank you, Rita, for all that.
Yeah. Big shout out to Rita joining the show. Thank you. Hey guys, if you're listening or watching on Facebook, go ahead and jump on the chat board. It's up and running. Chuck Wagon and Rita on there. But yeah, I really think it's going to be a great splinter off of the OTR, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Seeing how that grows, and you know, it's just another way for everybody to interact and have you know a couple different formats going. You know,
yeah, and I will segue this. It's so for it, you know, we'll still put it on out on the audio show, but there's going to be some things that will be missed because it will not all things, but some things will be, you'll have to actually physically see. So you might have to listen to it and then tune in, you know, on YouTube or Facebook or however, you know, wherever it ends up getting out to actually watch some stuff. So I may sit there and go, hey, check this out and show something. I mean, yeah, you can listen to the verbiage, but there might be some things lost a little bit where you might want to catch the video as well. So
some of that you'll be able to enjoy on the audio, but this mm-hmm. video thing is, it's a lot of fun too. And like you said, some of that stuff is missed, you know?
Yeah.
Looks like we got a Roman. God, I love that guy. What a blast.
Sasha's king of Chicago. Glad he's on.
Yeah. Maybe we can get him to sponsor our trip to the LA Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta get someone on the hook for that.
Nathan's Hot Dog, I guarantee they would.
Oh, speaking of Nathan's Hot Dog, right? I'm in the Orlando International Airport. Go up to the gate, chill out a little bit. As I'm walking to the gate, I pass a Nathan's Hot Dog stand.
Wow.
I thought, oh, yeah, this is a no-brainer. No-brainer. Sit there. I said, yeah, okay, I'm going to go grab myself one. Closed.
Catastrophic.
Ruined my whole trip. You know, other than that, you know, I think this these additional shows is going to be cool. See, you know,
yeah.
I really believe that the listeners are going to drive a lot of these new shows. And you know, another thing too, is we always get questions concerning certain current events. So, you know, I've got some ideas about some current event type shows. I don't want to get overly political, and, you know, I think it'd be a good platform that if there's something going on, something breaking, some of the ideas of these new shows are that we can do them anywhere. We can use this platform to get them out there, record them while the information's hot or while the idea is hot, while the question is hot. And I think same way with current events, you know, a way to break in if something major is going on. And, you know, I'm looking forward to a lot of that. And it's going to have to be that way for us that we can do it fairly easily. Because this production itself, with all the scheduling and the guests and things, is a little more intensive than we want these other shows to be, while keeping the production value high. So,
sure,
that's the real trick.
Yeah, and it's like anything else, Mark. Right? Here's the beauty, and this is what I kind of throw out to the viewers, listeners. You know, is again not trying to toot our horns, right? Not the intent. The intent is try to tell guys, hey, check it out. Here's a couple guys that started last year, just running our phones on a free platform, trying to get the word out there. To now all of a sudden, you know, here we are, StreamYarding, pumping out on 7 different social platforms. We are in the top 3% because of you, the viewer listener. So thank you very much for that. And then it's just going, all right, how do we take it to the next level? You know, so the Words of Wisdom was something I want to do back on, and now it's, you know, where I threw out that first one after Duco Pass, it's like, yep, we're going to keep this thing running and go from there. So it's just continually looking at, and then, oh, how do we take the show on the road? How do we do when something booming, breaking is popping? You know, how do we get something out there? So again, just figuring stuff out. And I would just challenge people, you know, we've always said, how do you sit there and get a little incrementally better each day? That's it, man. Just figure out what it is. Try to make that incremental change. Like I said, for me, I kept going. I didn't journal. Well, yeah. You know what? I'm journaling now. So we're not just sitting here kind of blowing smoke to you, actually doing it. And I'll tell you this, probably the one thing from my standpoint, from my quasi saneness, if you want to say, during all this stuff going on with Duco, I've consistently gone to the gym, you know, or gone to the garage or front yard. That's my quote unquote gym. Right. And that wasn't a pandemic thing. That was something I figured out years before, that it was just, you're wasting time. Right. So I need to maximize the use of time. So the whole concept of the garage gym, that was something we were doing well beforehand. So with all that being said, that's been kind of my one staple. So I would just say, I got it, guys. You're in the dumps. Because trust me, I'm there. I'm, you know, lost my buddy, major blow. Still trying to figure out how to deal with it, how to cope with it. But, you know, the prayer support, that's been huge. The whether it's explosive apparel design, whether it's Teutonic with the bourbon coming out, it's all these different people doing things to keep his memory alive. That's what helps. And then, oh, by the way, trust me, my Bob, the old punching guy there, he's had his ass whipped repeatedly daily, just to get some of that frustration out. So that's the one thing I'll just tell you, from somebody dealing with grief, that's what's worked for me. If you can do nothing else, hey, what's that little bit, you know, what can you do to work out? And trust me, man, it doesn't have to be, at least for the patrons, because I thought about this, brother, and I'll throw this out to you. Yeah, I'm going to give the patrons inside to the Warhog Combat Training Facility, let them kind of see what we got and yeah, how that's set up. I think that'll be something good for them. And here's the thing, it's not like it's super expensive. You can do it on the cheap. You know, I sat there and got Bob used, you know, got the rack used, you know, I mean, you can sit there and save yourself, in the words of Mark, a boatload of cash.
That's right.
By doing that. But it's just show the guys, you know, I got, you know, Pat Max bands, I've got a whole bunch of stuff, man, but it was all done on the relative cheap. And then, oh, by the way, I've got my airsoft training there, so I can get, you know, beat on Bob for a second, practice my concealed draw, do some shooting on the gunpowder target. So it's just, that's why I've kind of dubbed it the Warhog Combat Training Center. So seems to fit. But yeah, that'll be an inside for the patrons. Not sure when to get it all. I haven't decided. I might wait because I might want to hang my Blackbeard and Friend Duco series flag up prior to recording. So we might hold off on that one.
Yeah. Speaking of the Patreon page, if you go to patreon.com/ontherangepodcast, there's several workout videos up there. Rick and I both have them on there. We're not looking to chisel up and have the beach body. And this is all functional things. We explain why we do it. The brute force bags are involved in a lot of that stuff. Great products they have. But go sign up for that Patreon. Help support the show and get a lot of good no BS training. There's some firearm stuff. There's some mindset stuff. And we had a couple of the patrons that said that they actually want to hear not necessarily what we're doing, but why we're doing it and see where our mind's at when we're putting together a training program, whether that be, you know, using our hands, using firearms, working out. They want to kind of hear where the mind's at and why. You know, that's just as good a reason as any, because there's a lot of places that aren't able to carry a firearm or even own them. So, you know, they need to do something else. And those guys are doing everything they can to be prepared for whatever that is. And sometimes it might be preparing for a marathon. It doesn't have to be self-defense. Well, we talk about all those things. So, hey guys, you know, there's a couple other guys that we want to talk about. Rick had mentioned them earlier. You want to take care of your beard. You want to either shave it or you want some good products. Go to Battle Brothers Shaving, battlebrothers.com. Use On the Range 15, save 15% on your product. You know, and Andrew from Battle Brothers, the founder, he makes a great point. It's kind of a lost art using these type of old school badass razors, you know, with the double edged blades that you pop in there instead of just the throwaways. It's kind of like a lost art. And he's right, man. It's making yourself feel a little bit better every day just by doing this. So go check them out, battlebrothers.com. And use On the Range 15%.
And even if you've got a beard, they've got beard care products. So yes, I use their beard oil. See, it's all looking good. So
You go ahead and take this one, Rick. This is your buddy out there.
Travis, fellow Green Beret, another veteran-owned Special Forces company. So Alpha Elite Performance. Here's the thing, man. I don't know of anybody else that's cracked the code on this, and I'm really going to push this towards, you know, what Travis's products is, his heavy metal detox. So here's the thing, man, I've struggled, if you want to say, with heavy metal poisoning, repeatedly, but, Travis's heavy metal detox, man, that stuff is absolutely fantastic. His GBNT, excellent recovery product. And then if you don't know what GBNT is, that would be the Green Beret nap time. So if you notice, Travis is very much eccentric around the SF verbiage. So another great product I use. And then, oh, by the way, he's giving back to the Special Forces Foundation. So again, there's a common theme with all this, right? So great companies, even with Killcliff, you know, they're giving back to the Navy SEAL Foundation. So it's giving back to kind of their parent organization. So where we came from. So definitely go check out Alpha Elite Performance. Use code OTR15, save you 15%, or in Mark's words, a boatload of cash.
Boatload of cash.
Boatload of cash. But here's the other thing too. Travis does one of the unique thing that I think is super impressive. When your package shows up, you're going to see your little green army man in there. And then he's going to have a little note. It's just your way to go, hey, remember those deployed. So it's just those little touches, especially from those veteran-owned companies. That's fantastic. So definitely go check them out. They super array of different products. I'm just highlighting the two that are my personal favorites, especially the heavy metal detox, because I don't think anybody else, to the best of my knowledge, has it. Especially if you're out in the range all the time, and someone that has God knows how much excess lead in my bones. Yeah. Let's try to keep that stuff out. So,
yeah, they got all kinds of great stuff over there. They got the greens and, you know, it total holistic, you know, the sleep aid and all that stuff. And getting back to the Olympics, isn't it amazing how those athletes, I mean, of course they wish that, you know, their families and the fans could have been in the stands. Yeah. No question. Yeah. But, you know, they had to wait an extra year. They are just so jacked up to be there and finally competing.
So if you looked at the trials, right, some of these athletes would do whatever they were doing, and they knew exactly where their parents were sitting at, and they would do that look up to them.
Yeah.
Now what I will say is I've seen a couple.
Good point.
Yeah. Because, again, it's God knows how many thousands of hours these parents have put in. So with that, I know NBC is kind of the big broadcasting center. You know, they have actually had it where at some of these watch parties, you can see some of the athletes with headphones in, and they're at least trying to pump some messages from the parents. So they're doing a live watch party. Hey, so-and-so parents here, try to feed them something. The couple I saw that seemed like the audio wasn't that good, but at least they're trying to make that connection for those athletes and parents. So, it's absolutely catastrophic that they can't be there to watch, you know, just to rejoice in that celebration of going, hey, here's our child competing at the, an Olympic athlete, and man, whether they're just competing or even if they pull off with medals, right. It's still a sense of pride for them. So that's the one.
Yeah. That's one
down.
Really, yeah. Steve said, I didn't even know the Olympics were going on. Yeah.
get out of the basement, Steve.
Yeah.
One thing I did want to hit on, Andy made the mention, just different guests. Andy, don't you worry, bud. We're going to have there's some unique guests rolling in, and I think we've had some pretty unique ones out of the norm prior to, but we're always game when it comes to guests. Hey man, if you know somebody would be a fit, give a holler, do a connection or whatever, you know, love to have whoever on. And of course it's good to see Ken on as well. So
we got some good guests coming up in the next week or so. You know, we've been trying to do that. The diversity of guests is really important. We've had a lot of different folks, you know, from psychics to authors to ghost hunters and we got some scientists coming up. We can really geek out on that. I'm looking forward to that stuff.
Yeah, buddy.
Talking to those guys, yeah. I mean, you and I watched a lot of Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
Completely comfortable with speaking on the same level as a PhD.
Who's to say I'm not a PhD?
Maybe I just feel not like this a country. PhD. Now, my family rolls their eyes at me all the time, but I feel like I really know what I'm talking about when it comes to that stuff. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
But here's the thing. Who else in your family knows anything about podcasting? Nobody.
Including me. Yeah.
PhD on that one.
Thanks for listening today. If you're on the audio side of the house, make sure you give us a rating. I don't care if you're on Apple, you're on Spotify, if you're on Google Podcast. Go ahead and interact, give us a rating, leave us a comment, and make sure you do anything that you can to interact with that page. The least that I would ask for you to do is just go ahead and share these videos and share these audio podcasts. Send them to your friends and ask them to push it out there. and get the word out. We're starting to really pick up some steam here, and I want to keep it going. And we talked about the new shows that are coming up. Really looking forward to that. But if you're watching us on YouTube and you're seeing us on Facebook, go ahead and hit the like, subscribe, and go ahead and leave a comment and interact with the page. And make sure you check all of our social out. It's either Warhawk Tactical or Kelly Defense or On the Range Podcast. We also have a Facebook group, On the Range Podcast Skiff group. Abe Froman, I think Steve's a part of that. A lot of fun out there. Go ahead and don't be a weenie. We boot weenies out.
Yeah.
But go on there and have fun. And, you know, Abe is one of the big driving forces on that page. We appreciate him and all the other guys that leave us, you know, good photos that we don't have to yank down, you know. But, Jeff Smith's always good, a good poster. So, yeah, man.
Yeah, got some solid people in there. So, always good. Yep.
And lastly, again, go check out that Patreon page. If you want to get some additional content that you can't get on our other platforms, make sure you go and check that out. And also, there's a lot of Zoom calls with Rick and I and things like that. There's also some training videos, no BS. And like you said, you're going to get some behind-the-scenes stuff like Rick's home combat training facility. Love that.
Buddy.
Bust out the water jugs and do a workout.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
That's always a game. We can sit there and do a live soul crusher. I got to figure out how to do that, though.
Yeah.
Live soul crusher. Yeah, it's not like I stay in one spot. So how do I sit there and, I don't know, maybe have mama float around with the camera or something. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure she'd be happy to do that.
Oh, of course she would.
All right, buddy. Well, great show. Thanks for the updates on the new show and what you got going on with Tactonic. Can't wait to see that. That's going to be awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, that's going to be good, man. And like I said, just my kind of closing comments, Mark. Thank you, everybody, for all your prayers, all your support. Again, we'll keep the memory alive. I can't thank enough Explosive Apparel Design. If you guys haven't checked it out, you know, the Blackbeard and Friends series in honor of Duco. Tactonic Distillery, hey, man, my favorite bourbon in the maple flavor. Who can beat it in honor of Duco? So, and again, all these... all this stuff that we're pushing, again, proceeds are going to charity. And, you know, we're going to continue to get it. If you guys got different ideas of people that can help push, by all means. And I'll leave you on this closing fact. So I think here's maybe something we start doing is I'll close with maybe a small Duco story. So here's the thing. If you guys aren't familiar, they're bumpers and, mainly used for bird dogs when they're, you know, teaching them to go fetch birds and stuff like that. But these bumpers have a string in there. Out of all of Duke's toys, he loved that thing because he would just pull that string back and forth. He would sit there for hours because we'd go chuck it in the pool and he'd swim his laps and do all that. And then finally he'd just find a little shade spot and he would just pull that string one side to the other side like it was nothing, man. Have it just trapped between his two paws, just string back and forth, man. And just – he was just a cool dog. He would do just simple things like that. And you could just watch him just go, yep, there you go, buddy. Self-entertained. So yeah.
Yeah.
Something else. And I'm going to throw this out to Steve. Steve, appreciate it, buddy. Thanks, man. I just pretty big blow losing him, but we're going to continue to share the story, share the memories. And yeah, we will not forget Duco, at least in my lifetime. So
no matter where you are, thank you for making this part of your day. All right, Rick.
All right, buddy. Frankenstein.